Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back into the show. For those of you that are just tuning in, we were talking about a story. There were four cars that got towed during RAPEC. They had a high school prom. And there were four cars that they just went out and towed. These kids are outside. They're trying to enjoy their night. This is supposed to be a great night, a memorable night for you. And then you walk outside and you're expecting to get in your car. Maybe you guys got other plans. You're about to head to another function. Nope. You got an evening with the tow man. And we were going through some of the rules in the state of Kansas. And really, there are no set of rules. They got your car. They kind of make the rules. They can determine it. Not being required to accept credit cards is wild in 2025. Wild. Wait, you're telling me it's $4.50? Now I got to go to the ATM? Like, you've really just made this even more of an inconvenience than what it already is. If there's one thing I believe that we can band together, it's for the tow man. I'm serious. We can band together. Just the tow man. The tow man, he lives to just ruin your life. And I just hate it. I'm not a big fan of the tow man. All right, Rob, let's do this. I want to kind of go back in history just a little bit. We'll do this more specifically with the Chiefs coming up in a little bit, but let's take a look at some of the first round quarterback draft classes that we've had, and I want to get your opinion on them as now we've had a little bit of time. So last year, we had Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, Michael Penix, J.J. McCarthy, and Bo Nix. So we saw six quarterbacks taken in the top 12 picks last year. Now, Caleb Williams, I think, is off to a little bit of a rocky start, but I'm pretty optimistic about him heading into this season. I believe they're going to get a running back to pair with them. You got him, Ben Johnson. The Bears are going to be a very popular wild card pick, kind of like how they were last year. Jaden Daniels is a star. I think there's a lot of optimism around Drake May, and we'll see how founded that is this season. We'll see what they do in the draft. Didn't get a chance to see enough of Michael Penix. Didn't get a chance to see J.J. McCarthy with the injury. And Bo Nix, you and I talked about this yesterday. I think that Bo Nix is a far better NFL quarterback than I expected him to be. Now, is there more? Is there another step from Bo Nix this season? Obviously, that remains to be seen. But last year, there was a lot of hype and intrigue around that quarterback class with six of the top 12 picks being quarterbacks. And I think it was all founded. I think that's a really good quarterback class last season that we have with a potential star in Jaden Daniels. And I would say two possible other really good quarterbacks with Caleb Williams and Drake May. And obviously we'll see how the other three careers turn out.
I'm actually, part of it is that that draft class gets the advantage of previous draft classes of it's still so new that you feel like the jury is still out in a positive way on all of them. Drake May showed me something. Michael Penix showed me something. Bo Nix and Jaden Daniels are obviously good quarterbacks in the league. Jaden Daniels, I think, is going to be a star in this league. And the only rocky one was Caleb Williams. And I think part of the rockiness was people had very high expectations for him coming out of USC. And he just struggled a little bit out the gate. Like, this is what happens after year one. You kind of feel like, oh, you don't know what you don't know, but you feel good about the early returns on that quarterback draft.
It's interesting because in 2023, Bryce Young was the number one overall pick. CJ Stroud was number two. Anthony Richardson went number four overall. These three quarterbacks are all in very different places in their career. I'm sold on CJ Stroud. You're not as sold on CJ Stroud, excuse me, as I am. But I think that Stroud is a pretty good quarterback. And last year, the infrastructure around him, maybe more specifically their offensive line, just wasn't there to be good enough. Bryce Young, I thought his career was lost. I thought his career was lost for most of his early start. He kind of showed you something the second half of the season that at least this is, if we had to make a list of the most important quarterbacks heading into this season, who is this year most important for? I think that Bryce Young is near the top of the list. I think he's near the top of it. And Anthony Richardson at this point, I don't believe it's salvageable with Anthony Richardson. And I think that Richardson is a very valuable case study. What you do in college matters. Now, it's not the end-all be-all, and there are definitely quarterbacks that maybe don't have the college success that turned things around in the National Football League. But Richardson was an okay starter in college that didn't have a lot of experience, and you tried to throw him into the middle of the NFL, and it has gone as a very, very rocky experience. He is a guy that solely got drafted off the physicals, didn't get drafted off production, didn't get drafted off accomplishments. He got drafted because physically he tested out to be Cam Newton, but Cam Newton was one of the best college quarterbacks we've seen in the last 20 years, while Richardson did he threw 24 touchdown passes his time at Florida. It's still confusing to me how Richardson was drafted so high, not really having any proof.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports?
You can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Proven resume as a player.
Okay, so let's talk about CJ Stroud, because I think saying I'm not as big a believer in CJ Stroud as you is a little bit misleading. I think CJ Stroud is fine. I think CJ Stroud's a good quarterback. I think CJ Stroud is between the 8th and 12th best quarterback in the NFL. But everyone anticipated him taking a major sophomore step, and he didn't. He was basically the same, if not slight regression. Now, if you want to tell me that's because the Texans' O-line stunk, fine. But the Texans' O-line is about to stink again in 2025 because they've done nothing other than make it worse by trading Laremy Tunsil.
It can't be worse than it was last year.
They traded their one good offensive lineman, so I don't know what their game plan is other than draft one in a bad offensive line draft, whatever. I just think we held him to the, oh, he was great as a rookie. He got his team in the playoff. Maybe he'll make that Allen, Mahomes, Lamar step, and he didn't. So I'm going to hold him the standard of he's good but not great. He's the best one in that class, but with the advantage of hindsight, that class looks a little mid at best.
I think part of the problem of quarterback right now in the NFL is this. This is part of it. There's a much bigger conversation here, but let's make it a little bit more micro. It's the fact that basically for 2 years in the NFL, we had to throw away a draft class. Now, some of that, I think, is COVID. I think the practice time, the amount of time that we had to see some of these guys, I think there were a group of quarterbacks that got overdrafted and we believed in them despite not having really enough evidence. In 2022, excuse me, there was one quarterback that was drafted in round one. It was Kenny Pickett. All the draft people told us that draft class was bad and it ended up being bad. These were the top five quarterbacks drafted that year. Kenny Pickett, Desmond Ridder, Malik Willis, Matt Corral, and Bailey Zappe. If those are the top five quarterbacks that are drafted, we don't got to spend too much more time talking about it. None of these guys are starters in the league. It is a bad class. It is only saved because Brock Purdy is in that draft class. You then go to 2021. You remember, this is coming after COVID, so guys played years in which they didn't have fans, or it was a weird time, I think, in evaluating draft picks. In 2021, there were five quarterbacks drafted in round one. Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, Justin Fields, Mac Jones. I mean, four of these guys are not on their current team anymore. And Trevor Lawrence has not lived up at all to the hype. All these guys got drafted high for various reasons. I'll never forget this. Zach Wilson, at his pro day, he made the Mahomes throw. You guys remember that throw? He was rolling to his left. He threw this incredible pass across his body down the field, and I'll never forget, I said to myself right there, oh, the Jets are going to take him. It was an undeniable throw. It wasn't against anybody. It was in practice. It was an incredible throw. Trey Lance didn't play nearly enough football to be the number three overall pick. Didn't play nearly enough. Mac Jones, he was super limited in college. I don't know why we thought he had a chance at being a good NFL quarterback. Justin Fields, you can maybe argue he hasn't been given a good enough chance. I don't know if he's played well enough for you to keep giving him chances, but a team has decided to give him chances. 2021 and 2022, the fact that there appears to be a quarterback void right now in this league, I think some of it you can attribute to the fact of we had two seasons of which you basically had to throw every quarterback away.
I wonder, I mean, there's a lot of reasons it could be, but I wonder how much of that is if you were a good quarterback or, you know, whatever, you stayed in college because you got the bonus year. Like, a lot of those quarterbacks you mentioned, like Zach Wilson, there was nothing more to be done in college. But, like, remember, Justin Fields left because C.J. Stroud was next up. He kind of had to leave. He could have used the COVID year and stayed in college, but he had to get out because C.J. Stroud was coming. I mean, Trevor Lawrence was supposedly a can't-miss guy. Everyone else, I wonder if in a current world where they can transfer portal and use that year of eligibility, if they would have left their school and gone somewhere else, it would have enhanced their draft status because you would then have more data. You would have them play a road game. You would have. I wonder if that 2021 class looks back and thinks, oh, I should have used the COVID-free eligibility year and got another year of college football, get paid in an NIL world, and then go to the pros, and maybe I have a better chance of success in the pros because the evaluation is better.
There's one more year, I guess, in the middle of, I guess this was actually right before COVID that these guys all played. So they played their college football season right before COVID. That was the Zoom draft. Joe Burrow, Tua, Justin Herbert, and Jordan Love, and Jalen Hurts. Those are the top five quarterbacks on the board. It's kind of hard to have a top five that's better than that. I mean, Burrow is taking a team to a Super Bowl. I think the Tua has proven that he is a quarterback that you can win your division with. You have a chance to maybe win a playoff game. Tua's turned into a legitimate NFL quarterback. Herbert's a legitimate quarterback, even though we have our questions. Same thing I think you would say about Jordan Love, and Jalen Hurts just took his team to a Super Bowl. That 2020 class, and I would say most of these classes kind of before COVID, are actually kind of decent classes where you could find a couple of different ones.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.